Macmillan Audio presents Men in Green Faces by Gene Wentz and Betty Abel Juris. Read for you by Jeff Gerner. Becoming a U.S. Navy SEAL team member is strictly a personal and voluntary choice. At any time during training, deployment, or in the midst of battle, a SEAL can simply announce that he's had it, doesn't want to be a member of SEAL Team any longer, and he will immediately be returned to the original unit from which he volunteered. During training, especially during Hell Week, more leave than stay. Once Hell Week is completed, few, very damned few, stop being SEALs, active or not, for the rest of their lives. Introduction. I wrote Men in Green Faces to bring honor and pride to all of those who served and died in Vietnam. Little did I know this book would put a young teenage boy on the path to coming face to face with Osama bin Laden, and he, alongside his teammates, would close the chapter on the world's most wanted man. On my last trip to San Diego, I stopped in at the Buds training on Coronado Island. I served my last tour in SEAL Team as a first phase instructor at Buds. My timing was perfect. The first phase class was getting ready to finish Hell Week the following day. I received permission to be present when the instructors secured them from the longest week of their lives, a sleepless week of being cold, tired, wet, and sandy. High atop a sand dune, I watched the instructor stand as I had stood so many years before, waiting for the students to make their way from the ocean to the top of that dune. Although the day was warm and sunny, the students shivered hard, dripping wet. They walked with their legs spread apart, trying not to touch their severely chafed thighs that had been rubbed raw by the sand they rolled in, ate with, ran upon, and lived in for a week. While reflecting back on my days as an instructor securing Hell Week, I remembered seeing the class of students dwindle down to but a few compared to when the class first began. I could see the bond between them developing as they realized what they had just achieved. Once secured, the need for sleep was all they could think of. But before hitting the rack, they had to be examined and cleared by medical. As they stripped to their shorts, you could see their battered bodies, some covered in cuts, contusions, and abrasions. Some had duct tape stuck to their inner thighs to help them push through that grueling week. As they shuffled toward their barracks for a long overdue nap, I caught a glimpse of their faces, lit up like kids on Christmas morning, when they spotted their gifts from their first phase instructors. Lined up in neat rows were boxes of large pizzas, and upon each box was a brown T-shirt with each surviving student's name stenciled on it. The brown tees were the sign that they had made it through Hell Week and into second phase. I knew through experience that many more obstacles lay ahead, and the number of students remaining would continue to fall. Not much has changed over the years in the unbelievably tough and intense six-month training, nor have the high attrition rate statistics. I've received many letters over the years from young men and women who, after reading Men in Green Faces, were compelled to head in a better direction with their lives. Letters from parents who told me how the book inspired their young graduates who previously lacked motivation to become Navy SEALs or to attempt other life-changing careers. Letters from men who served in Vietnam who now, finally, felt a sense of closure. I spoke to a woman who, during the war, had taken an active role protesting and had even spat on the returning soldiers. After reading Men in Green Faces, she was glad for the opportunity to say she was sorry. Compared to all of the new technology that SEAL Team has at their disposal today, I feel like I was a Neanderthal wielding a club. Through the years, the teams have learned from their mistakes and made the necessary changes to continue to evolve. SEAL Team just marked its 50th year of fighting the battles that continue to plague this world. It's just another working day for our SEALs. They train, they operate, and they will continue to write history as one of the most elite forces.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?